Accused Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev watched today as jury selection began in his trial. Prosecutors say the 21-year-old Tsarnaev planned and carried out two consecutive bombings at the finish line of the 2013 marathon. Three people died and 264 were wounded. Tsarnaev faces the death penalty in the federal trial that the judge has refused to move out of Boston. That trial is going to begin on January 26th. Bruce Gellerman of Here and Now, contributing station WBUR, has been covering the story and joining us. Bruce, this has been called one of the most significant cases in American legal history.
In fact, U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz here in Boston calls it one of the most significant events in Boston history because it's the largest terrorist attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. So by any dimension, it's very, very important. But also, this one, as you mentioned in the introduction, could bring the death penalty, and that raises it to a whole other level.
And the death penalty, even though it's not legal in Massachusetts, this is a federal case.
Right. 17 of the 30 counts against Jahar Tsarnaev could bring potentially a death sentence.
Okay, so each of the potential jurors will be asked if he or she supports the death penalty.
Right. They've got 1,200 prospective jurors coming on over the next 3 days. They'll quiz them, very detailed, 100 questions to the questionnaire, and then they'll be quizzed individually, separate and apart from the other prospective jurors. Each side has 20 preemptive excuses. They can dismiss people for any reason.
And there is, even though jury selection is starting today, there is talk of a plea bargain. Will this case even make it to arguments in the courtroom? What have you learned?
Well, people have been speculating that, you know, Judy Clark, who's the defense attorney, she specializes in capital cases and in plea bargaining. So we learned today from CNN, they quote unofficial sources, government sources, and they say that they were negotiations, but that they were unable to reach a plea agreement because the federal government was unwilling to take the death penalty off the table.
And are there pressures on either side to not have a trial?
Well, the pressure's on both sides when you think about it. One is the cost and time and bringing up all of the terrible details of the bombing, so the prosecution could potentially look at it that way. There also may be things that the prosecution doesn't want the public to know about. I mean, there's been almost 900 sealed motions, pretrial motions in this case. So there's a lot of stuff there that we just don't know.
And how about on the Tsarnaev side, the defense?
The Tsarnaev side is kind of, if you look at the pretrial hearings, is kind of looking at, well, maybe he's guilty, but there are extenuating circumstances that he was under the domineering, you know, control of his older brother, and the best deal they could cut, maybe they feel, to take the death penalty off the table.
Off the table and instead life imprisonment if he's found guilty.
That's right. Life imprisonment with no possibility of parole.
Okay. You mentioned Jahar Tsarnaev's older brother. Mm-hmm. He was killed in a shootout with police. How much of a role will his brother Tamerlan likely play, even in death, in the case against this younger brother, Johar? Because Johar was seen to be somewhat under the influence of Tamerlan.
Right. Well, if the prosecution has its way, you won't hear Tamerlan Tsarnaev's name mentioned in court. They said in the pretrial hearings, they said Tamerlan's not on trial. Jahar is. So anything that has to do with Tamerlan is likely to be objected to by the prosecution and sustained by the judge.
And during this time awaiting trial, Jahar Tsarnaev has been held behind bars. What's that been like?
Well, he's in federal prison west of Boston. He's been under special administrative measures most of the time.
And what does that mean?
Well, it means that he's restricted in terms of who he can talk to, how many pieces of mail he can get, what kind of books, what kind of TV. Everything's censored. So it's not just in isolation. He's in very special isolation that the government imposes on special cases. That started, incidentally, months after he was arrested and only after the Rolling Stone article appeared.
The Rolling Stone article about featuring him on the cover.
That's right. And so the suggestion there was, well, he's got too many supporters. We don't want the supporters to know what's going on. We don't want him in contact with those supporters. So therefore, he needed to be under special administrative measures.
And do you know if Jahar Tsarnaev will take the stand?
Unlikely. I don't know. We're not told. There are a lot of witnesses. The prosecution has something like 740, including some of the victims. And we don't know how many witnesses the defense has that's sealed.
Okay. Bruce Gellerman, senior correspondent at WBUR here in Boston. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa.